The Fresno City Council voted yesterday to support recipients of deferred action for childhood arrivals in a legal brief to the Supreme Court. FM 89's Monica Velez has this report.
Fresno will join more than 40 other cities in a legal brief that supports three DACA cases going before the Supreme Court in November. 2 years ago, President Trump issued an order to wind down the Obama-era program. The Supreme Court will decide if that's lawful. The only council member who voted no for the resolution was Gary Bredefeld. He says DACA isn't legal because it shouldn't be the president's decision to enact a program like this. It should be up to Congress.
And I have tremendous sympathy for people who are here, didn't come here of their own volition, and are making their dreams come true. That's what makes this country great. But we either follow the laws or we don't. And picking and choosing isn't the way to go. And the fact is, people are here illegally, and we have to acknowledge that.
Councilmember Mike Carbasi abstained from voting.
We need to change the precedent that we're not going to wade into these national issues when we don't have the authority to do that.
Councilmember Miguel Arias, who brought the resolution to the council, said the issue is local. He says the more than 5,000 people on DACA in Fresno would lose jobs and wages if the program ends.
It will be a direct and financial impact for our city. So there is a correlation to local.
DACA gives people brought to the U.S. as children work permits and protection from deportation. DACA recipients who spoke during public comment urged the council to support the resolution. They say the uncertainty of the program in the last couple of years has caused them a lot of anxiety and fear. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.